আলহামদুলিল্লাহি রাব্বিল আলামিন ওয়া সলাতু ওয়া সালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিল আমবিয়া ওয়াল মুরসালিন সাইয়্যিদিনা ওয়া মাওলানা মুহাম্মদ ওয়া আলা আলিহি ওয়া সাহবিহি আজমাইন আম্মা বা'দ ফাআউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া হাবিবাল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া নাবিয়াল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া নূরুল্লাহ রাব্বি শরহলি সাদরি ওয়া ইয়াসসিরলি আমরি ওয়া হলুল উকদাতাম মিন লিসানি ইয়াফকাহু কাওলি আল্লাহুম্মা ইফতাহ আলাইনা হিকমাতাকা ওয়ানশুর আলাইনা রাহমাতাকা ইয়া যাল জালালি ওয়াল ইকরাম ওয়াল্লাহু আজ্জা ওয়া জাল ওপেন দ্য ডোরস অফ নলেজ and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بَلَغَ الْعُلَى بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ حَسُنَتْ جَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ جسے چاہا در پہ بلا لیا جسے چاہا اپنا بنا لیا یہ بڑے کرم کے ہیں فیصلے یہ بڑے نصیب کی بات ہے صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, once again you are watching the early echo, and alhamdulillah, as we commence in the name of Allah azza wa jal, and we send peace and blessings upon his most exalted and celebrated prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and upon his illustrious family and noble companions alaihi muridwan. Alhamdulillah, in today's program, as we welcome our viewers throughout the world, throughout the globe, from wherever you have joined in and you are watching Madani channel, we say marhaba, marhaba. May Allah answer all your lawful wishes. And once again, I am in the company of our esteemed guest, Mawlana Abdul Qadir. Damat barakatuhul aliyya. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakullah.
Alhamdulillah. Ameen thumma ameen. Barakallah muasa. Once again, you have joined us. And as per routine, we commence with the recitation of durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a hadith, the one who recites durood e pak on a Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment.
Subhanallah.
Continue reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and enjoy the blessings in this world as well as in the hereafter. And now the kalam that barkayo aqa madine mein, to ye memory mein barkayo aqa means call me to madinatul munawwara ya rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, pyare aqa hame madine bulwaiye. And we all desire to go to madinatul munawwara, and this is the first memory word I think I ever learned in my life, mashallah. I hope that we could learn this language, and I believe it's a very sweet and a very nice language. Mashallah, speaks memory as well?
No, I have no idea. But it's very sweet, you know, sometimes the way they address Sayyidina Ghawse Pak, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, Wadapir, kya baat.
Even in Punjabi, which is a very sweet language, and I like the rhythm and the sounding of that language, the way it's spoken. It's just amazing, mashallah. Chale, aage badhte hain aur is kalam ko sunte hain. Stay tuned with us till the end of today's program. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Hane bar ka yo aqa madine mike mike hane bar ka yo aqa madine mike rozo disnu aya ka achi saz gumbad niqab o disa madine acha ma ke acha
سبز گنبد نقاب و ڈسا شرف حج جمعی کے عطا کر الہی شرف حج جمعی کے عطا کر الہی محمد جو روزو اچینے ڈسا محمد جو روزو اچینے ڈسا
مدینے اچا مکے اچا ڈسا سز نقاب و ڈسا
منجی خالی جھولی کے رحمت جی خیرات منجی خالی جھولی کے رحمت جی خیرات سے آقا مدینے اچینے بھرا اے آقا مدینے اچینے بھرا
مدینے اچا مکے اچا دسا سز گنبد نقاب و ڈسا
بندوں بنا
مدینے اچا مکے اچا دسا سز گنبد نقاب و ڈسا مدینہ
مدینہ میں آؤں بھرا
مدینے اچھا ماں کے اچھا دسا ساز گنبد نقاب دسا صدا سارو بولا نے سارو سنا صدا سارو بولا نے سارو سنا مدینے اچھا ساز گنبد نقاب دسا
تھی کاش دیدار چھیلی گھڑی میں تھی کاش دیدار چھیلی گھڑی میں مرن تان مرن تان آتا کلمو پڑا
مدینے اچھا ماں کے اچھا دسا ساز گنبد نقاب دسا
Dear viewers of Madini Channel, what a beautiful kalam that reminds us as lovers how we should connect ourselves with Rasooli Kareem, Raufur Rahim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, welcome back for those who have just joined us. And in today's program and episode, we are speaking about Mansab, alhamdulillah, the help, you know, that the awliya, the friends of Allah, Azza wa Jalla, give to the ummah. Of Rasooli Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how they are of assistance to us, how they come to our aid, subhanallah, is just amazing. Masab, alhamdulillah, the abilities and ikhtiyarat that Allah azza wa jalla has granted to His khas bandas and friends, right? This is something which is realistic. It is possible. Allah azza wa jalla does grant certain friends, certain bandas and bondsmen of His certain abilities which others aren't granted this, right? So, Masab, when we look at Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam Abdul Qadir Al Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, amongst his titles, Masab, you know, Muhyuddin, the one who is the reviver of the deen. And Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali befits this title, Masab.
Subhanallah, definitely.
Through his blessings, you know, countless non-Muslims came into the fold of Islam, Masab, and misguided people, sinners, and, you know, such transgressors came into the folds of Islam. From amongst his amazing titles, and he has many, many names as well, we know that his one title is Sayyid al-Thaqalain. What is the meaning of Sayyid al-Thaqalain, and why is his title Sayyid al-Thaqalain?
Subhanallah. Sayyid al-Thaqalain, Huzur. It's such a great title, meaning two realms.
Right.
Sayyidu Thaqalain, meaning the human fraternity as well as the jinn fraternity, subhanallah. As Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, rahimahullah ta'ala, he had authority and he had rulership over the humans, meaning us. Similarly, he had his rulership and kingship over the jinn fraternity as well. Subhanallah.
And any examples of this Mansab, when you're saying rulership, meaning the jinns, which is beyond our eyesight, right? Yani, which is beyond our sight, we can't see them.
Yeah.
Would they obey him? Would they respect him? Would they be obedient towards him?
Definitely. You know, Mansab, it's like this, you know, whoever has proximity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them the kingship and the rulership, then they rule over the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. So jinns are no exception. You know, the animals are subservient to them, as the blessed dog of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahimahullah ta'ala coming in contact with the Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak, you know, his might and power was gone so much that he could now attack a lion and shred it to pieces. Similarly,
one thing we learned, Mosa, before you go further, just so that the viewers out there are not left with any confusion. When these abilities are granted to the bondsmen of Allah Azza wa Jalla, when they fall under the fraternity of Anbiya alayhi salam, then it is called mu'jiza, Mosa. It's called a miracle. It is something which is performed by a, you know, banda of Allah Azza wa Jalla, which does not occur in normal circumstances, Mosa. You know, it does not fit in the intellect of a person. That's called karamat, which is, you know, not natural, Mosa. It doesn't occur on a normal basis.
Yeah.
So when you see, for example, like the Prophet ﷺ had split the moon in two halves,
subhanallah,
the mind and the intellect of human would not accept this to happen. How is it possible? But this is the sign and this is the evidence that he is the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So likewise, when it is given to them, then it's called, of course, yani the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, it's called mu'jiza. Otherwise, when it's given to the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla, yani these abilities and powers, it's called karamat, yani karamat. MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah. So Mu'asab, what you're speaking about now with regards to powers and abilities, just want to clarify that, right? So that, MashaAllah, the viewers know that Allah Azza wa Jalla does grant His friends and His bandas whomsoever He wills. Proven from the Qur'an Pak, for example, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, the birds and the wind and animals will be subservient to Him.
Such a beautiful saying there is in Arabic, Man kana lillahi, kana Allahu lahu.
Kya baat?
Yani, جو اللہ کا ہو جاتا ہے تو اللہ اس کا ہو جاتا ہے
کیا بات
The ulama have also mentioned that the karamat, the miracles of the awliya of an ummah are inherited from the mu'jizat of their nabi, subhanallah. So Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم's mu'jizat, they are reflecting in the karamat of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahimahullah ta'ala. Those karamat they borrow from the mu'jizat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So everything we have is from the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. The grandfather of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahimahullah ta'ala. Yani, as Allah Azza says, ki teri nasle paak mein hai bacha bacha noor ka. Tu hai ayne noor, tera sab gharana noor ka. Meaning, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is made of nur, he is the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya nur Allah, we say, subhanallah. So is the gharana and the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu being Sayyidu Thaqalain, meaning the king of both the realms, meaning the jinns and the humans, Allahu Akbar. It is mentioned that a scholar from the city of Baghdad Sharif, he went to a graveyard with his students and his disciples to recite Fatiha. And this is such a virtuous deed to go and recite Fatiha in the qabr, in the Muslim graveyard. And it benefits, and the deceased, they wait for it because that's their food. That's their spiritual food. We may not have an understanding of how it is a food for them, but they are in dire need for it. So it is a message for our viewers to excessively do isale sawab for your marhumin, because this is what feeds them in the hereafter, in the barzakh. Subhanallah.
Making Urs Mubarak Mahasabhyas, you have a lecturer, bayan is given, manaqib are recited, people eat food, people gather together, people learn ilm-e-deen, also a form of Isad-e Sawab.
Subhanallah.
To perform 40 days, 10 days, barsi, whether it is Gyarvi Sharif, whether it is Urs Mubarak, whether it is Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the end, the actual purpose of this is to forward the reward and blessings from these personalities.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And what can we offer in the court of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahimahullah ta'ala? It is for our benefit. Because whatever we do for his Gyarvi Sharif, it benefits us, subhanAllah. Yes, we are not able to benefit Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahimahullah ta'ala, who has everything from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanAllah sadi. So beautifully said, Maza. So this Maulana Sahib who went to the graveyard, and he is from the city of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak, from Baghdad, and he goes to recite Fatiha. And as he engages in the recitation of Fatiha, they spot a snake, a black snake. So now, naturally, people kill snakes. You know, before it bites you, you rather get rid of it. You know, just to avoid the harm. So having that in mind, he killed the snake. After he killed the snake, there appeared a cloud. And that engulfed that Maulana Sahib, and he suddenly disappeared.
Allahu
Akbar. He disappeared. Right. And the students, they are petrified. You know, what has happened? If we were there, how would we react? You know, if somebody just disappeared out of the blue. So they were petrified and they thought to themselves, what happened? You know, something bad must have happened, you know. Then after a while, they see that he is appearing again. After being disappeared, he appeared again. And they saw him. He was well dressed in a beautiful garb. And then they asked him, what happened? What was the majara, you know, as we like to say, what has transpired? That you suddenly disappeared and now you're appearing in a different garb, you know, well dressed, subhanallah. Please narrate to us. So he started narrating what had transpired and what happened to him in the process. And he said, I was taken by the jinns. And I was presented in the court of the king of jinns. And I was put to trial, meaning there was judgment taking place.
Allah.
When I approached there, I saw a man, his dead body bleeding.
Allahu Akbar.
When I appeared there, they all started accusing me, this is the man who killed your son. They were addressing the king. Oh king, this is the man who killed you. He is the murderer of your son. And I said, I never murdered your son. I don't even know him. But they said, but your staff here, the staff you have, it is soiled in blood. This is proof that you are the murderer. This is the murder weapon. You need no more than the murder weapon being in your hand and the person lying next to you, the dead body bleeding.
Evidence.
So he was proven guilty. And the king said, behead him now. He had his sword drawn. And then this Maulana Sahib, he calls out to Sayyidina Ghawse Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu for help. Ya Ghawse al-Madad, like how we like to say. So, as soon as he called out to Sayyidina Ghawse Azam, a person came and he said with a luminous face, and he said, leave him. This is the farman of Ghawse Pak rahimahullah ta'ala. To leave him, to forgive him. Allahu Akbar, he is not the murderer. Meaning, then they explained to him that my son was in the shape of a snake that you killed there, unknowingly.
Allah, Allah.
But to them, it was a murder. Because jinns, they are shapeshifters, you know, they can take different shapes. Right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them the ability. And now, because of the command of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah ta'ala, the king now, he just bowed down his head, labbaik.
Allah.
No questions Allah, asked.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
This is how they obey and they show respect to any command of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahimahullah ta'ala.
So, ye pata chalta hai, Mohan sahab, that he is a spiritual guide. Yani, aap samajh lijiye ki he is the peer and the murshid and the spiritual guide even for the jinns, Hazrat.
Subhanallah. And not only that, Huzur, they even made that Maulana Sahib perform the janaza namaz of the son of the king. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
And after he performed the janaza namaz and everything, then the king had given him some gifts. Please take, accept these gifts, this garb, beautiful garb they gave him. And he appeared in front of his students in that attire.
MashaAllah, subhanAllah. Huzur, look at this beautiful waqiyah, Mahasab, how rejuvenating, and gives us an understanding of these tasarrufat, these ikhtiyarat, these authorities and powers which Allah grants to His chosen bondsman, Mahasab. SubhanAllah. Is pe ek sher, Mahasab, hai, MashaAllah, beautiful sher, ki jinnat kis tarah ghaus-e-azam se thar-tharate the. How they used to fear from him. So the poet says so beautifully,
thar-tharate sabhi jinnat tere naam se, thar-tharate sabhi jinnat tere naam se, آزاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن, در دین و دنیا شاد کن, یا غوث اعظم دستگیر امداد کن, امداد کن, اسیروں کے مشکل کشا
Subhanallah, subhanAllah. Mahasab, we are discussing the blessings of the awliya, the help that we receive from the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Mahasab, it is actually the help from Allah Azza wa Jalla. For Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted these powers to His chosen bondmen. And we ask from them, of course, assuming and we believe that these powers are ata'i, granted by Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ata'i, and since it is ata'i and not zati, and Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted it, there is no difficulties in asking and seeking help from these friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. For it is proven, Mahasab. This is another topic altogether for another day. These are the stories, these are the waqi'at and qisas, Mahasab, and accounts of such people who did receive help, from Ghauth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala li. So Sayyid al-Thaqalain, being the leader of the humans and jinns, subhanallah, is the title of Ghauth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala li. This is the maqam, this is the station, this is that lofty ranking which Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon Ghauth-e-Azam, and it is just beyond any human intellect, we don't understand and recognize his status. It is difficult, but he has and did change the hearts of millions of people. Alhamdulillah, even today as well, people are still being guided through his blessings. Subhanallah, Jimus.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Ghauth-e-Azam rahimahullah ta'ala, as Maulana Sahib has rightfully said, that the help that we receive from the awliya Allah, it is indeed the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it's not dhati, meaning intrinsic, it's extrinsic, it is through the powers and the authority and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon them. They are able to help the fellow creation, subhanallah, and they are the channels with which we receive blessings and guidance and many different bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the hadith about the 40 abdals in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the rain is showered through them, and it, the risk that we are given, it is through them, subhanallah. And Sayyidina Ghawsipak rahimahullah ta'ala, he is the king of all the all those abdals. Allahu Akbar. This is the maqam and the status of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. When we seek help from him, we are never returned empty-handed. Allahu Akbar. We just have to call out, Ya Ghawsi Azam, Ya Ghawsi Azam, and the help will be there.
Kya baat hai. As Mohsab, aside from what you just mentioned now, Mohsab, you know, speaking about the fact that he assists and help people, yani sirf is dunya mein jo madad لیتے ہیں چاہتے ہیں مانگتے ہیں ان کے علاوہ جو عالم برزخ میں بھی ہوں یعنی ان دی ورلڈ دیٹ یو اینڈ آئی کانٹ سی جسے ہم دیکھ نہیں سکتے اس دنیا میں اس عالم میں جو مشکلات ہیں دوز ڈیفیکلٹیز دیٹ ڈیڈ پیپل گو تھرو مصعب غوث اعظم رحمۃ اللہ علیہ از فاؤنڈ اسسٹنگ دیم ان دیٹ ورلڈ
اللہ سبحان
سید الثقلین مصعب ہیومنز اینڈ جنز اور اگر ہیومن کے ہیں جناتوں کو بھی ہیلپ کر رہے ہیں انسانوں کو کی بھی مدد فرما رہے ہیں اللہ کی دی ہوئی نعمتوں سے ابلٹی سے اختیارات سے دین اٹ از ناٹ اونلی فار دوز ہو آر الائیو بٹ ایون آفٹر یو پاس آن فرام دس ورلڈ اینڈ یو آر ٹرانسفرڈ ٹو دا نیکسٹ عالم اینڈ ورلڈ ایون دے اٹ از پروو موسم دس از آلسو اندر اکاؤنٹ آف اے پرسن ہو ہوز فادر ہیڈ پاسڈ اوے اینڈ ہی کیم ان دا کورٹ آف غوث اعظم رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ ہمبلی سیڈ یا سیدی رات کو my father had passed away last night and I saw my late father in my dream and I seen him being tormented. He was being punished. Allahu Akbar. Torment has been inflicted upon me in the grave, he says to his son. Ki bete, I have been punished in the grave for all the sins I had committed. Now I request you to go to Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala and ask him to make dua-e maghfirat for me.
Subhanallah.
Ask him to supplicate on my behalf. So Allahu Akbar. This person, he goes to the Ghawsi Pak rahmatullah, he goes to the darbar of Ghawsi Pak rahmatullah ta'ala ali and he requests to make dua-e maghfirat. So Ghawsi Pak rahmatullah ali asked him ask, did your father ever pass by my madrasa?
Allahu Akbar.
Did your father ever pass by my madrasa? Allahu Akbar. So Subhanallah, he says, I don't know. There's a narration that says, did your father sit in my gathering? Did your father sit in any of my halkas? Did he listen to any of my speech? And he continued saying, no, Hazrat, no, Hazrat, no. I don't know, I'm not sure about this. And then he says, did your father ever pass by the door of my madrasa?
Subhanallah.
And then he says, perhaps yes, that's possible. For he may have went past here. And then Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, for a few seconds, made muraqabah muasab. And they said, Allah will forgive your father. He made dua for his father, in other words. And now the father comes again in the dream and he says, oh my son, I advise you never to leave the court of Ghawsi Azam, for Allah has forgiven me simply because of passing by the madrasa of Ghawsi Azam.
Kya baat, subhanallah.
Passing by the madrasa of Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala, the barakah and the blessings of only passing by that door where ilm and knowledge is being taught, where Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala sits upon and teaches. That is the area of blessings, Mu'asab, subhanallah. Just as,
subhanallah.
Taking blessings from those areas and places where the khas friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla sit, reside, make ibadah, they worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sitting at those spots and places and making dua is also proven from the Holy Quran Pak, as Hazrat Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam had made dua for a son in the mihrab of حضرت سیدتنا مریم رضی اللہ تعالی عنہا, and he was blessed with a son simply because of making dua using the same ihrab, for he thought to himself, and he said to himself, that non-seasonal fruits are presented and they are brought here where she worships, where she makes ibadah, where she makes the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So this place is blessed. And he made dua standing at that place, or being at that place, Mu'asab, and through the blessings of which his dua was answered. So here is the same policy, Mu'asab, which is the same concept, that we use the wasila and through the blessings, subhanallah, punishment is removed. So Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala made dua for the person who passed by his madrasa.
Allah. What would be the state, Huzur, who actually went and studied in the madrasa of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam?
Jab wahan se guzarne ka ye alam hai, phir wahan se padhne ka alam kya hoga,
subhanallah.
What may have been the condition? So Mu'asab, yes, you know, if we have noticed from this waqia as well, another story, that Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala was very helpful and would fulfill the needs of people. Any person that came to his door would never be returned empty-handed. When at the request of a sad person, he rahmatullahi ta'ala made dua for the salvation of his father, seeing the condition of that young man coming and crying about his father. Allahu Akbar. So he would not let people, be sad and would return empty-handed. Unko bhi khushi hui dekhne ki baat ke mere wale sab bakhshe gaye, aur us duniya mein, us alam mein, Ghaus-e-Pak ke waaste se that person also forgiven, Mu'asab. So jab yani intiqal ki wo logon ka fayda pahunch sakta hai, to jo zinda hai unko fayda kyun nahi pahunch sakta, Mu'asab? So the reward and the benefit can be sent to those who are living as well. Whenever we suffer with any problem, we should go to the righteous people of Allah Azza wa Jalla instead of going to the rich and the kings and the contacts of this world, Mu'asab. Make the awliya your actual contact. We should request them to make dua for the solutions of our problems from time to time and get lots of benefits from their company, Mu'asab. Agar hum ye koshish kare, inshallah azza wa jalla, it will prove to be very, very fruitful for the betterment of our world as well as the hereafter, Mu'asab. So when you start doing this, these are the blessings you will definitely attain. So we should, focus our attention and focus our mind on these things, dear viewers of Madani Channel. When you sit in the company of the pious predecessors, inshallah, you shall most definitely see the blessings of this. So Mu'asab, give us some blessings of the awliya Allahs. For example, being in the company, Mu'asab, what sort of blessings are sought when you be in the company?
Being in the company of awliya Allah, Allahu Akbar, this, they are being showered constantly by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the least benefit that we receive from being in their company is being showered in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So this is the least benefit, Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah.
Because they are always engrossed in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever they see the radiance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those objects. Whatever they say, it is through the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following in the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his sunnah. So it is, in fact, when somebody is there in their presence, in their company, Allahu Akbar, it rubs off. The habit and the characteristic of that wali Allah, it rubs off. And inshallah, that one action that he or she might have learned from that wali or waliya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will become a means of that person's salvation in the akhirah.
Subhanallah, Mu'asab. Excellent, Mu'asab. So these are the blessings. Unke dua, unke sadqe mein banda, jaisa farma rahe, Mu'asab, he becomes better, he's reformed, he makes the dhikr of Allah, he's made aware about not being heedless from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yani awareness is brought about, and through the company, is dunya mein bhi bhalai hai, Mu'asab, akhirat mein bhi bhalai hai, bhalai. Join pious people, sit in the company, have friends. People, Mu'asab, that youth out there these days get scared when they hear to sit in the company of the pious. Arey, ab main kaha, I can't see myself fitting and sitting in the midst of those people who got tasbihs in their hands, or who are, who got the sunnah mubarak of beard, or they're using the turban. Why this hichkichahat, Mu'asab? What could be the reason behind this? In Mu'asab's, maybe Mu'asab has some madani pulse for this problem.
Actually, Huzur, shaitan doesn't want us to gain proximity and closeness to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the enemy of Allah. So how would, or why would an enemy of Allah, an ardent enemy of Allah, and an ardent enemy, eternal enemy of mankind, would want you to now go close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or join the channel that may take you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he'll put a waswasa that, you know what, don't join these people here because they will take you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or he might put it in some other words or some other feeling in the heart, a waswasa in the heart. At that time, we should be the wiser ones to decide, what am I going to lose by being in the company of those who are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The only thing I'm going to gain is closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not listen to evil whispers of shaitan and devil. You know, this should be borne in mind. And he may put many different waswasa and all the negative things, you know. And as an ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are commanded and ordered by the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to take good omen and not the bad omen. Mm. Meaning, think good of a believer, and they are one of the best of mu'mineen, the awliya Allah. Mm. So think good of them. Don't let any evil thoughts come in your mind that, you know what, I don't know how that person is, you know, I don't feel comfortable in his company and so on and so forth. They are people who are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the only benefit we are going to receive is going closer and becoming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They'll take you by the hand, Allahu Akbar. These are the channels where if someone really wants to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the channels to join. As Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he has told his murid to chant his name, you know, and that would take him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, there is wisdom and hikmah in it, because reaching directly in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, we do all the time through our five times daily salahs, we submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then the special attention of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we invoke upon ourselves when we join His court with a wasila. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, seek a wasila towards Allah. Meaning, so these are the channels and the wasilas of ours in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the awliya Allah, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah ta'ala, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest wasila in the court of Allah subhanallah.
MashaAllah. So dear viewers of Madani channel, we learned all these Madani pearls today from our Mawlana Sahib, MashaAllah. Our Mawlana Sahib Qibla has explained to us with regards to this wasila, and as Mawlana Sahib mentioned, proven from the Qur'an Pak, Bismillahi Rahmani Rahim, Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu Taqullah Wabtaghu Ilayhi Al-Wasila. So in this verse as well, Mawlana Sahib said, we are commanded to fear Allah Azza wa Jalla because we are the believers. And when you are believers, you fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, and we find a medium, we find a wasila to reach Him, to reach Allah Azza wa Jalla, to attain His mercy. So, subhanAllah, these are those, mediums and contacts which are accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Our a'mal salihah, Mawsab, has no guarantee of whether it is rejected or accepted, yet we are hopeful from His mercy that He accepts our ibadah. Lekin, we are kamzor, we are weak, and Rasuli Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the friends of Allah azza wa jalla are the beloveds of Allah. They are the friends of Allah. They are accepted in His bargah and court. So most definitely, when we present them as a medium of approach, when we present the friends of Allah as a wasila, then du'as are answered. Rasuli Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even advised us and said to us in a hadith, when someone among you loses something or himself he is lost somewhere and he wants help at that place, when he finds no other help, so hadith paak mein he should call out loudly, oh bondman of Allah, help me.
Allah.
Oh bondman of Allah, help me. As there are some bondman of Allah Azza wa Jalla who appointed to assist and help the Ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So seeking this help is nothing haram, because we believe that they do help, but only through the bestowal of Allah Azza wa Jalla, through the powers and abilities granted by Allah Azza wa Jalla. We have come to the end of the program. Cite abundance of durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah forgive our sins. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib.
Sallallahu
ala Muhammad.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.